Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of our leaders. Every other Tuesday, Be'ezus Hashem. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. That Be'ezus Hashem be joining this year. This series has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis of Bottom Line Marketing Group. As a schus for him, his family, the listeners, and Gantz Klal Yisrael. Today's shir is sponsored by Yedidi Reb Moshe Tobal, Zayin Gezunt and Stark, for Bracha and Hatzlacha. And Yasher Kayach for all of your chizuk in these shiurim. Today is my shver zichroina levrocha's yard site, Harav Reb Dov Tzvi ben Harav Reb Chaim Kreisworth, zichroina levrocha. The shir shabili ilu nishmasai. He took a very big interest, enjoyed the shiurim very much. And Bez Hashem, it should be a schus for him and for us. So, this is the first year since after Pesach, before Pesach, I should say. And we were doing a series, so to speak, on Mefarshei Hashas. And the last year we gave was on the Nachlas David. And now we're going sort of from the same Bes Medrash, same Tkufa. And we're going to talk about the Keren Oira. The Keren Oira. The Keren Oira's name was Reb Yitzchak Minkowski. Now, we do not know a lot about Reb Yitzchak Minkowski, the Keren Oira. As we'll see, he, so to speak, didn't lead such an exciting life except just learning, as we will see. And we don't know very much about him except what his sons write in the Hakdama to Keren Oira. And that's basically where we have most of our information, as we will see. So we're going to be quoting mostly from the Hakdama. I'm going to jump around a little bit in the Hakdama if you're going to look at it, just to put it more into a flowing shir. So in the Hakdama, to Keren Oira Zvachim, his sons write as follows. That the father of the Keren Oira, the father of Yitzchak, was Echad Minichbodei V'chashuvei Ir Minsk, was one of the Chashuvei people in the city of Minsk, Asher Nikra B'Shem Rav Aaron. Now as we'll see, his brother is the Mishkanes Yaakov, Reb Yaakov, and he was called Reb Baruch Bruchin. Bruchin after their grandfather's name was Baruch. So they had different names, last names. I wonder if Minkowski came because of Minsk, is like a play of Minsk. I don't know if someone has a horror of that, but maybe that's where that comes from, because they were from the city of Minsk. So his father's name was Reb Aaron Zal, ben l'harav ha'goyin ha'mefursim. Reb Aaron was the son of Harav ha'goyin ha'mefursim, b'kitzvei tevos, well known all over the world, b'teirasa, in his Torah, uv'madov, and in his secular yediyas, I would say, or science, perhaps. Some say he was a doctor, I think. Merein Rav Baruch Zatzal, hanikra Baruch Mishkalov. He was called Reb Baruch from the city of Shkalov. He was also called Shik, a last name as Shik sometimes they refer to him as. Asher lifnei Hashemesh, Yinoin Shmai, b'chiburav ha'nedaim, he's well known all over with his svarim, all his writings. We'll talk about that in a minute. This Reb Baruch Mishklov, the grandfather of the Keren Oira. Uveterem Igia Lashim Shana, before he was even 20 years old, Kvar Nismach L'Rav U'Moira, he already had smicha as a Rav, Meis Hagoyin Rav Agold, Amrein Rav Avram, Ketzin Elim Bogin, Av Bezin Dekak Brisk, Kasher Nitfas B'Sefer Yisoyed Olam, in the Sefer Yisoyed Olam, Asher Higia V'Hidfis Oisei B'Berlin, that this Reb Baruch was Magia and printed it in Berlin, in the year Tav Kuf Lamed Zion is when he printed it, in the back of that Sefer, his smicha is printed, and the smicha is dated by the Rav of Brisk, Reb Avram Katzin Elim Bogin, from the year Tavku Chavdalid, 1764, when he was barely 20 years old. B'terem Higia LeEsrim Shana. Now, so this Reb Baruch was well known, and this Sefer Yisoyed Olam that we just mentioned, that he was Magia and he printed, was from a Talmud of the Rosh on astronomy. Now, he himself translated many svarim, many scientific svarim, from their language to Lashon HaKodesh. For example, a Sefer Amudei Shamayim is on astronomy, Tiferes Adam on anatomy, and other svarim. He also translated Euclidus, I don't know exactly how I pronounce it. We over here in Cleveland, Taz Yeshiva's in Wycliffe, is right next to Euclid. There's Euclid Avenue. It was named after this Euclid. Big mathematician. It was written in English, and he translated it to Lashon HaKodesh. And in fact, in the Hakdama to that translation, he writes that he did it because the guy in the Gra told him to do it. He says in Vilna Tevez Tavkuf Lamed Ches, the guy told him to translate this sefer, this book, and others as well. And he says the guy said, "Kefi Mashachasu La'adim Yedias Mishar Chachmais." What a person is lacking in knowledge of other chachmas, of secular science and math and things like that. He'll be missing 100 times more in Torah, because Torah and Chachma are bound together. And he writes, and he says the Gaon told him to translate as many things as he could from these secular math and science things to Lashon HaKodesh, so that from the chachmas of the world into Lashon HaKodesh. So that's what he's famous for. In the Sharblat of all these Sfarim, the way it says his name, it says Hachacham Amatik, the Chacham who translated this, Hu Niu Hadayin Hamitzuyin Harabani Hamuflo Muflog Hachacham Asholim Vakelo Merenu Av Baruch Ben Arav Agayin Merenu Av Yaakov. So it's referred to many different titles. So this is this Reb Baruch Mishklov, the grandfather of the Karen Ira. His sons continue in Akdam, and they say Reb Baruch, like we just said, was the son of Reb Yaakov. Buya ben la Rav Agayna Mefursim Atzadik Marin Reb Yaakov Abezdin Dekach Shklov. He was the Rav of Shklov. Bala Mechaber Sefer Betzias Hapas. This Reb Yaakov wrote a sefer called Betzias Hapas. Now that sefer we have it today. It's called actually Meirat Tzedek. And on the Sharblat of that sefer, it says Vusefer Nifla. It's an unbelievable sefer al Hilchas Betzias Hapas and the Halachas of cutting bread. Asher Chibar Adam Hagadol Banakim. It was composed and written by the Adam Hagadol Banakim, the big one amongst the giants. Shmoi Noidel Lemerchakim, the one whose name is known to far. Harav Hamar Hagadol Moiz Umigdal Acharev Habaki Hamefursam Garugas Haboitzem Kvay Kedusha Shmoi Mefayarim Mareiner of Yaakov Zal. So a magid meisharim umaritzedek la'adasa. He was a magid and a maritzedek and a rav to his congregation. Kaladas yishurun pay kach shklov. Now in the Haskama of one of the Dayanim of Shklov, Reb Yaakov Katz, so he explains why he wrote this. Why Reb Yaakov Shklov wrote this sefer. He writes, "Shayutarid gadol machmas shailos and tshuvas shekivu." He was very busy from all the shailos and tshuvas that came to him, that surrounded him. V'afal pikein yomim lo yishkait laila lo yanuach. He didn't rest, not at night, not during the day, till he came and he fixed something that was broken, that was crooked. What was the problem that he was bothered by, this Reb Yaakov from Shklov? Anyone who could read a Shulchan Aruch, he says, anyone who could read a Shulchan Aruch also says, oh, I know halacha, and I could be a Rav, I could be a Merit Tzedek, I could be a Dayan. This was a big problem. The Shulchan Aruch was just a kitzer that was made to be, and people would just say they would learn Shulchan Aruch and they wouldn't know anything about the sugyas, they wouldn't know anything about the background, and they would decide that they're a rabbanim. So so the Reb Yaakov Katz writes in his Haskama, the Reb Yaakov Shklov fixed this v'lon bumka shel halacha v'chiper sefer lanal l'heris l'rabim. He did this to show the public shelo lismaych al anemarim b'kitzer. You can't rely on what it just says b'kitzer. Rach lachar v'lidrash mekaradin. You have to go back and you have to look at where the source comes from, mivaya Talmud v'apayskim, from the Gemara, from the Paiskim, the Rishayim v'achrayim, and then you can come to the psak. Really, the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch himself, what he really wanted was that people should actually learn the Torah Beis Yosef first, the Beis Yosef at least first, and then he'll be able to see that his Shulchan Aruch was a kitzer of that. So that's why he did it. Now, this Reb Yaakov continues the sons of the Karen Ira Nakdama, Ben La Rav Agayna Meforsam. He was the son of a rain Rav Yehuda, Abbezin Dekak Kletz Umaitchit. Maitchit. He was the Rav of Kletzk and Maitchit. And who was this Reb Yehuda? Behuaya Achi Hagayna Meforsam Rain Rav Asher. He was the brother of some Rain Rav Asher Zatzal. Who's Rav Asher? Avi Hagayna Meforsam. Rav Asher is the father of Rashke Bahag. Baal Shagas Aryeh. In the Shir on the Shagas Aryeh, a long time ago, we talked about his father of Asher. So Rav Asher and Rav Yehuda were brothers. Again, let's say the Karen Ira was the son of Rav Aaron. His grandfather was Rav Baruch. His great-grandfather was Rav Yaakov. And his great-great-grandfather was Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Asher, the father of the Shagas Aryeh. So Reb Yaakov and the Shagas Aryeh were first cousins. Vehaim and Reb Yehuda and Reb Asher, Hayu b'nei ha-gayinam afursam ha-yifis ha-dor, they were the sons of this guy, Reb Leib, asher lo oitzem charifusai, because of his sharpness, karu oisai b'shem, Reb Leib balat oisvis. They were the sons of Reb Leib balat oisvis, who meitz v'gam nikvar b'minsk, and he, I'm assuming that he is Reb Leib balat oisvis, was nifter and buried in Minsk, v'sham b'beis akvaris hayoshen, in the old beis akvaris in Minsk, marnes kvurasai, they show his kever there. And his children continue to write, and that's why it continues to go upwards generation after generation. So that's the yichus of the Karen Ira. Now they write, Avinu HaGoinzal, our father, the Karen Ira, Rabbi Yitzchak, Imachiv HaGoin HaChasim Mefursam Baal Mishkanes Yaakov HaKalas Yaakov, with his brother, the Reb Yaakov, the Goyin Achosan Mefursim, the Mishkanes Yaakov, the Kalis Yaakov, Noldu b'Minsk. They were born in Minsk. V'hinei, Hashana Sherbo Noldu Avinu Leinai Delanu. They say the year our father was born, we don't really know. Ach Miyoy Moisei Chashavnu Lifnim V'yotze Shnas Tovkuf Memches. However, from the day that he was Nifter, we went backwards, and we came out the year is Tovkuf Memches 1788. Ki humeis shnas Tafrei Shud Beis, because he was nifter in Cheshvan of Tafrei Shud Beis, which is still the end of 1851. Uven samach dalet shana yebamaisa, he was 64 when he was nifter. Vim tisvar hashanim lifnim tagia shnas hivolde shnas Tovkuf Memches. If you go back Tafrei Shud Beis, back to Tovkuf Memches, 64 years, you'll get Tavkuf Memches, 1787, 1788, depending on when he was born. Achachoydesh v'ayayim el mitanu, but we don't know what month and what day. So somehow they knew how old he was, and he was nifter, so they were able to work backwards to see what year he was born. Now, they continue and they say, Ziknei ir min siprulanu, the elders of the city of Minsk told us, ki bimei na rusam, hisnak ruachem ha'elu, that when they were young, these two brothers became, they stood out, hisnakru, they're identifiable. Ki lemoifis yu b'Yisrael, people understood they're going to be something big in Klal Yisrael, v'tifartam yochel kishemesh b'tzarayim, and their glory is going to shine like the sun in the morning, in the daytime. Now, Kivnei Shesh V'Sheva Heren Niflois B'Limudim, when they were 6 or 7, they already showed they're unbelievable in their learning. Now, I want to point out something over here. Bez Hashem, hopefully the next year, in 2 weeks, will be on the Mishkanes Yaakov. But, Lefi, what I see now, the Mishkanes Yaakov was about 7 years older than the Karen Ira. So it sort of sounds like, you know, at 6 or 7, they were like learning together. You would think that they were the same age exactly, maybe a year apart, and they're referring to them as the same level. He was 7 years older than him, but yet they're putting them together, the sons are putting them together, that both of them, I guess, when they were 6 or 7, which again is 7 years apart, Harun Iflais Bilimuda. The Deinu Hagoyin Meirein Rav Yaakov Zal Ba'aviv Yovim Niskav L'Avezin, and our father and our uncle, the Rav Yaakov, became the Avezin of Karlin. That's the Mishkas Yaakov. Now, V'oz Avinu Hagoyin, and our father Hischab El Akelim. Now, the Mishkas Yaakov became a Rav later in life. He was first a businessman, and our father, he says Hischab El Akelim, and he hid amongst the Kalim. In other words, he didn't want to be Mefursa. Now, they don't really say exactly, like what happened, like where they learn, and so on and so forth. So, did the Karen Ira learn in Volozhin? Now, the Mishkanes Yaakov, who was born in Tavkuf Mem Aleph, as we said, was 7 years older than the Karen Ira, and he for sure learned in Volozhin, and he was one of the biggest Talmidim of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Up there is Mishkanes Yaakov and Nachlas David. We said this on the share, I think, on the Nachlas David, that the Britzker Rav said, I think the Britzker Rav said that, well, we don't know much about Reb Chaim Volozhiner, but all you have to do is see his Talmidim. You see his Talmidim, Mishkanes Yaakov and the Nachlas David. Now realize the Nachlas David, which we learned about last time, so he was actually 6 years younger than the Karen Ira. So he's 13 years younger than the Mishkanes Yaakov, but those are the two Talmidim. Now Volozhin opened up in Tav Kuf Samach Zayin, which is 1807. So it comes out the Mishkanes Yaakov was 26 years old when Volozhin opened, and he went to learn in Volozhin, and he was obviously as known as the Chashchash of Talmidim of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And as we'll see, Bez Hashem and the Mishkanes Yaakov, I think Rabbi Yossel Slutsker said, also one of the big Talmidim of Reb Chaim V'Lajner, that the Mishkas Yaakov was almost like a Talmud Chaver of Reb Chaim V'Lajner, and sometimes he said Shir instead of him and things like that. So that we know. But did the Karen Ira learn in V'Lajin? Does it make sense he learned in V'Lajin? His older brother was there. Again, his brother was 26. It's not Shver that he came along with him. He's 7 years younger than him, but he was already 19. And how long he was in Balaj in the Mishkas Yaakov, I'm not 100% sure. So on and so forth. Is it possible? I've seen in some of the short entries, like in little history svarim of Al-Kadalim, yes, he learned in Balaj in the Karen Ira. He learned with his brother in Balaj. But if you look in all the Balaj in svarim, like Aviyah Yeshivas, Taldash Abin Echai Balaj, Eitz Chaim, they don't list him. They don't list the Karen. First of all, none of them mention the Karen Ira learned there. They all talked about the Mishkanus Yaakov, and they say the Mishkanus Yaakov had a brother, the Karen Ira, but they don't say he learned the Velazhin. And he's for sure in the big list they make of the Grace Chash of the Talmid, or Chaim Velazhiner, he's not in that list. If someone out there has a Klara Maramakam showing, like Eidus, that he was in Velazhin, I'd be very happy to see it. I did a lot of research. I couldn't find anything. So that's where he learned. Is his Mahalik, so on and so forth. It fits. It makes sense that he learned the Velazhin, but if he actually did, I don't have any confirmation of that. So now, his sons continue, that our uncle became a Rav, and our father is Chabal HaKelim, B'yosha B'seisar, Allah B'Sherishav, he sat quietly in Sherishav. Sherishav is about 300 kilometers west, southwest of Minsk. Va'adayim nisha beis medrash l'mazgeres kodesh. He had a beis medrash there. Until today, they say his beis medrash is still there, a mazgeres kodesh. V'nikra al shmei HaKadosh. They call it the Karen Ira, or I don't like what they call it. They call it his name, on the Karen Ira's name. Now, I just want to point out another interesting thing. So the Mishkanus Yaakov and the Karen Ira, there was a sister. Their sister, I'm not sure what the sister's name was, but their sister's daughter, her name was Batsheva. Batsheva was the mother of Reb Shner Zalman Pinnis Cutler, who was the father of Reb Aaron Cutler. So Reb Aaron Cutler's grandmother was Batsheva, who was the daughter of the sister of the Karen Ira. It's interesting in the Oisef Chidus, Oisef Chidus Shatara, the Sefer Zikaron of Reb Aaron, at the back there they have from Reb Aaron's father, a Ksav Yichus. He doesn't write her name. It's a mother's ach. It's his grandmother. He doesn't know her name. He doesn't write her name. If he didn't know it, I don't know the pshat. He writes, my mother was the daughter of them who was the sister of the Mishkanus Yaakov and the Karen Ira. So that's another just interesting tidbit. Now, the Karen Ira's wife, they write about her, Isha Yiras Hashem, his sons write, he Tisalamar Shena Esther, her name was. He Ba Batach Lev Bala, her husband, relied on her. Kala Yamim Meshachai Al Pi Adama, all the years that he lived, when we pre Kapel Kilkloisai, it was her work that fed him, Bezbeisai, and his household. He Sira Verchikam Elov Kaldaiga, but almost she removed from him all worries and all type of toiling. Laman Liyanu Alevavim El Shaltera, that he would not have to leave the El Shaltera. We'll see later, it seems she had some type of store, and that's how she supported that. Now he continues, and they continue to say, Kol Yosh V'yer Meshavach Farm, all the people of the city of Sherishav, they all praise him. Gam Hayoyim Oidim Shkedosa B'Teira. Gam Hayoyim, even today, they still, I had my comma in the wrong place there. Even till today, they still praise him. Oidim Shkedosa B'Teira. His diligence in Torah, called Pegaleitzu, anything that happened wrong didn't stop him. Me'agoyis b'Torah, from learning Torah. B'chol asin l'mitzchakloi, any tragedy was just a joke, but it was a game to him. Leisar melo shel Torah, gam rega echad, he did not leave learning Torah even for a moment. Kol yom of all of his life lechavetz lekabel of all rabbonis, he did not want to be a rav. Vayivchol einafshel l'sheves. Nivdal v'nifrat. He just wanted to learn, sit separately. La'ashlim es chiburav haniflaim to finish and write his svarim mishavis barayish rather than sit at the head al kisar abonus. What was his daily schedule? Kaidamar ayayim early in the morning. Yavay b'cheder limudu. He come to his room where he learned lilmid sefer hazayir v'chachma se'emes. He would learn the zayar and kabbalah. And then afterwards, Lama Mishnah B'Yer V'Tahara, he would learn Mishnayis. Uchara Boiker, and then when the morning came, he went to his Bes Medrash, and he would daven, V'Achar HaTfilah, and after daven, Higilei Gemara, Daf Gemara B'Chol Yom, he would learn a Daf of Gemara every day, Livnei Yeshiva. So it sounds like he had some type of yeshiva there. V'yashav L'chad Limudai, then he would go back to his learning room, Muchter B'Tfilin Shal Rabbeinu Tam, wearing the Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam, V'haga b'teres Hashem, and he toiled in Torah at chatzi ayoyim until the middle of the day. U'v'shah shishis, the sixth hour of the day, which is eis maichel tamid chachamim, as the Gemara says, the time when tamid chachamim eat. So at liba, he would eat a little bit, v'yinafish mat, and then he would rest a little bit. Then v'sham lumayra de mincha, then he would go back to his learning, to his room, and he would learn till mincha, and after mincha he learned Tanakh. Koi noa kol ayomim, that's how he accustomed himself, that's how he was all his days. V'chol asher helu dvar chiddush, whenever he had a dvar chiddush, he would write it down, hakol b'sefer, in a sefer, b'ksav yad, v'chol machshavos of all of his thoughts, nichtovim b'sefer, shmurim b'yadeinu lo'olam, they are written in a sefer, and we have it in our hands lo'olam. Kol yoidei nafshei atahira, anyone who knew his pure nefesh, midoisav, his midois, tchunoisav, hazakos, he was very pure in his midois and in his nature, Ruchai loynaf legambi mei osan, and even in times of tragedy, he didn't. His ruach didn't fall. He kept his spirits v'sosli krosai. He actually was happy to greet it. Kasher yosis gever likras sosain, like a person comes to greet happiness. Why was he so happy? Kiamuna taka yosei b'mokim neman b'levav mole emunas Hashem, because his emuna was like a peg that was stuck in permanently, strong in emunas Hashem. Be'emes ki hakol miyad Hashem, saying that everything is from Hashem, kol ma da'ovid le'tavovid. And he gives examples. They give examples. Pamachas, one time, erev Rosh Hashanah, nisach ezesh b'kiras beis, there was a fire in his house, v'achalosu ad yisoid, it started in the roof, in the kir, and went all the way to the foundation. He lost everything. Achuaman minegat, he just stood there, beruchei mali taidel Hashem, he was thanking Hashem, amirish v'amasher, Hashem makes a person poor, makes a person rich, Hashem could change anything. And this nothing changed the next day on Rosh Hashanah, when everyone comes, ledin, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing about his tragedy from the day before affected his tefillah and his avaidah on Rosh Hashanah. Another story they write, Belaila Achas, one night, Partsu Shaydim Mechanusai, his store. So this is what I meant before, that his wife seemingly had a store. So robbers came in, Bisholu V'chamsu Kol Rechush, they cleaned the whole place out. When they told him, Ki Achanus Psucha V'reika, they told him, your store is wide open and it's empty. Kam Kelavim Mimishkava, he got up like a lion, Ubelev Shoketu V'tuach, with a calm heart, V'tuach B'Hashem. He came to the Chanus, Ubarach as Hashem, and he blessed Hashem, and he gave him Toida, thanking Hashem for the Ra, Kashem Shemavarchim Alatoiv, V'yoshev Alimudo Shanu Shlav, and he went back to his learning very calm, and very calm. Gamahalchim Anoshim Ayabahava, Uvechiba Yaseira, the way he dealt with people was with love. Chiba Yaseira, Kol Miudov, Dov Kvoi, Belev Nefesh, anyone who knew him just clung to him, Belev Nefesh, Ka'avu Mara, like a father, and a teacher, Kiru, they respected him and they honored him. Gam Kol Sichoisu V'divurov, the way he talked to people, Raku Mishem and Musuk Dvash, was soft as like oil and it was sweet like Dvash. So that was how it was in Sherishav. Bachroinu Yarda Matzavai, but at the end, towards the end of his life, as we'll see, doesn't know exactly what year it was, but towards the end it says, Nasa, his situation became bad. Know exactly what the reason was. And he traveled to Karlin. Karlin is about 160 kilometers east of Sherishov. And over there, Vayishashu Yachad Hu Vachiv Agoinazal, and he enjoyed himself, him and his brother, the Mishkas Yaakov, who was the Rav of Karlin, B'teiras Hashem. V'Rav Akvir, Meforce Man of Shalmer Karlin, Im B'nei Veisei Omdoi, So the Rav Hagvir, the Mefursim, Rav Shalom HaKalin and his household, so basically they cleaned out a place in their house for him to live. Why? They dafka wanted him in their house. Because they wanted to enjoy the glory of his kavod, the shine of his kavod, and to be happy in the sweetness and pleasantness of his Torah. To see the two brothers, the Karen Oyer and the Mishkas Yaakov together, was so beautiful. Anyone who didn't see the glory of these two brothers on Yontif, they would get together, and they would talk very lofty topics in Teres Hashem. If you didn't see this, you never saw the glory of Torah in your life. In Karlin, they write that he finished his svarim on all of Kachim, Nidarim, Nazar, Saita, and he prepared them for printing. So we'll see, they weren't printed until after he was Nifter. They continue and they said, even though many cities, Kasher Karos Elias the Rav, they wanted him to be a Rav, he was strong in his shita. He does not want to benefit from the keser of Torah, and he does not want to become a rav. Achain, however, his children say, Rabbis machshavis belavish. Ki kasher gava achiv hagoyin bal mishkanes Yaakov, when his brother the mishkanes Yaakov was nifter. Dava lav libay ki einav yavayu einav yiru asher ish acher yamala mekaymai. He was sad and it bothered him that he's going to have to see someone else take over his brother's spot as the Rav. And he felt that this is part of the covet of his brother. So, az bito ritzayna. Therefore, he was mevatel his own will. Mipnei ritzayn anshei Yaakov anichbodim mekarlin. In front of the ratza and the will of the people and the people of the community of Karlin and the chash of the people in Karlin. Umilu makim achiv hagoinzal. His brother, the Mishkas Yaakov, was nifter in about 1844. And he became the Rav in Karlin at that time. They continue and they say, Amnam Gamba Hirol the Mishpat Harluvav Atayv. Even though now he's a Rav and he had to paskin things, he showed his good heart. Kikasher Bolavanavi Shani Lashalam Mipi Visser Vahetter. If a poor person would come and ask him a Shaila, Beterm Haitzim Mipi Esoiser, before he would tell him the food is Aser, Pasach Makama Makolet, Vayikach Mikola Shermotasham, he would open the cabinet and he would take anything he has there and he'd give it to the Ani and he would say, first he would tell him, according to our Torah, your food is Aser. However, here's other food you could take in its stead. Uvemeshach Shifta Al Kisei Rabbanus, once he was the Rav, while he was the Rav for those 7 or 8, 7 years, Hischil Legalis Chidushei Teirasa B'Shar Bas Rabbim, he started revealing his Chidushei Teirah to the public. V'gamer Chiburav, like we said before, he finished his Svarim V'chinim Al Atvus, and he prepared them for printing. V'kamu Pamim Shamu Aznenu, we heard from him many times. Kikol Magamosi Lahatvis Chiburim, really my desire is to print my Svarim, Chiburav ulechalkam beveis midrashim, and just give them out in the beis medrash ulafitzam bein loim de Torah chinam, to give them out for free. It's not about making money. I want my Torah to get out there. Ein kesef, without any money. That's what he really wanted. Uveyoyser tarach v'yaga lefarsei de kachim, and they write that he worked very hard. He toiled to explain say de kachim kachim kilei nisparish adayin kerayi. It hasn't been explained properly. V'rabba ashibushim boy, and there are many mistakes in it. L'chinama v'yaga, he toiled very hard. L'sakal ashibushim, to get rid of the mistakes. Gam lahafitz keren or ala machshakim, also to spread karnei oira, the rays of light, the karnei oira, and the dark places, asher boy, that there are in kachim, l'man yelchu v'yashoychu ha'aygim b'teres Hashem b'rchava, so that the people who go and learn the teres Hashem should be able to do it b'rchava, with a geshmak, v'le'ikosh l'netzach, and not have any mistakes. His sons continue here in Akdama, Bilel Beis, on a Sunday night, into Monday, Tisha Yamim L'Chedesh Mar Cheshvan, the 9th of Cheshvan, Shnas Tov Reish Yud Beis, 1851, Ben Samach Dalet Shanim, he was 64 years old. In the Talmud of Mishkas Yaakov, they say Mishkas Yaakov was also 64 when he was Nifter, that's how we know the age difference. Gava Yitzchak Avinu, the Keren Oyer, was Nifter, Tes Cheshvan, Tov Reish Yud Beis. Now he was buried in Karlin, I guess, next to his brother. And they have, there's a double matseva, as we'll see later in the shir, that was put up on both of the kvarim, one big matseva on both of the kvarim. Now before we go into the Keren Oyra, there's one more thing we have to say. In the end of Masechta Nedarim, his son, Reb David Yehuda, writes about his father, and in it he writes Ksas Midoisav. He says, I want to tell you some of his Midois. Beveis Tvila Yisi Shomer as Maitzepiu. While he was davening in Shul, I would watch his mouth, and I would see Svas of noise. His lips would move. A called the Mama Yishama, very quiet sounds would be heard. Ba called Vartila Bakosha the Rabbim. And any time he was davening for the Rabbim, Einov Zolgu Demois, his eyes would be teary. But he calls them mechusa. However, everything he davened was over very hidden. Shaliyir upon of shum davar. You shouldn't see on his face anything. And not only that, he would make a quick shmen esrei v'yamashim tvilasim atzibur belishum shinu lotzeis migidre eish hamayni. Like he's a regular person, he would finish the same time as everybody else. And his son writes, he says, I didn't, Leimanati Shalai, I asked him, how is it possible? Echav Shalasis Matzer, Mibli Harim Kal, how could you not raise your voice? How could you not have a Misirus, but Snu Yaseri, you don't shakelzach and you move, your mom is full of emotion. And also, Ech Yishu Midesech Lashim Matzibur, how is it that you're able to finish with the Tzibur? And he says, this is what he answered me. And you have to look over there. He says, a long mashal about a king. And he says, we are in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom, in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hashem hears our whisper. Bein Laram Kol, we have to raise our voice. And he also says that you can't forget, Ki Bein Anoshim Anoichin Itzav, I'm standing amongst people. And when you're amongst people, Ein Lasis Dover Sheitmu B'nei Adam, you're not supposed to do things that people will look and say, what's going on, a wondrous thing. He says also about him, Leshamati Mipivani Oimer. I never heard him say, this is what I say. Like, this is my psak or my opinion. He says, even when he was Muchtar Barabonus, Leshamati, I didn't hear him say, Koi Devari, this is what I say, Kainatzava, this is what I command, Kablu Daiti, you have to accept what I'm saying. Lenechsha Be'ein of Liesh, he didn't consider himself anything. He was Amli Banivus. And he says, when he would have a din tyra and he finished the din, not when he finally got the psak, he says he didn't stop for a moment. Right away, he didn't delay it. He gave the psak not to delay the bali dinim, and not, he says, levale azman, not to waste the time. He says, and immediately, ukar vaval sefer, he would give the psak and we'd go back to learning. Then he says, umirev shkedasa, he was so diligent, he didn't have a will, lishtasheya in b'nei beisai, to like just enjoy himself with his children, yaldei shashuim, even his children who were like shmaka children, and then get nachas from them, everything was focused on his learning. That was his shkeda, kahenu v'kahenu rabbi, says many, many other things that I can't even go into. So that's what this son writes in over there in that piece, in the end of Nedarim. So let's talk about his sefer, Keren Ira. So as we said, he prepared it for printing, but his sons, when they signed the Taldas, four sons, Avram, Yaakov Baruch, Moshe Shalom, and David Yehuda, I think had a daughter married Samar of Orenstein, they say it's the father of the Yerushalayim or Orensteins, was his son-in-law. But it was printed after his Petira, and he was Nifter in the beginning of Tav Reish Yud Beis. Already, like, to show you how prepared it was, in Tav Reish Yud Beis, Yevamos and Harius were ready, they printed it. So it was that year of his Petira, was Yevamos and Harius was the first Sefarim that they printed. In the Akdama, he writes, Ubaruch Hashem, Lahoyer, I came to enlighten Ulegalus Mitzpaneah, Hamunachim Mekarem Zavis, to reveal the hidden things that have been left in the corner. V'chibarti al Seder Kodshim Kimakula, he says, and I wrote on most of Seder Kodshim, umi Seder Noshim, and on Noshim, Yevamos, Nedarim, Nazar Saita, asher gam heim stumim, because mivoy, mimiot mefarshel, they're also very hard, and they're very closed from people coming in, because there are less mefarshim, so he felt there's a need, Kodshim for sure, like his sons wrote, and even these mesechtas, Yevamos, Nedarim, Nazar, and Saita, by days of Mesechtes Meseder Ma'id, and a few more from Seder Ma'id as well. So like we said, the first one that came out was Yevamos and Harius, interesting. Says, why am I calling it Keren Ira, rays of light? Kimamar El Chazanji, the Gemara in Brachas, Yudzayin Amad Aleph, talks about the different Amirayim, and they said different tefillas at the end of davening. So Rabbi Chazanji would say, Yiratzayin, Shetamideini be Keren Ira. You should put me in the Keren Ira, Valmitamideini be Keren Chashecha. So really, even though Keren Ira is more like rays of light, it also means the corner, Keren Ira, corner of light, as opposed to a corner of darkness. Kavanoise bitvilos anima, shesham chalkeinu miyoshe beis hamedrash. What did Rabbi Chazanji say? Rabbi Chazanji was saying that thanking Hashem for putting us from the yoshe beis hamedrash, v'loi miyoshvei kronis. V'in yadua, ki yoshvei kronis hakavana yelam hazeh v'gashmim. Yoshvei kronis, the people who sit in the corners, they are the one, that means to say, people are oisik in inyoni gashmim. Oilam hazeh, ashem v'chasheicha yishalachu. These people, they're all busy with the dark things. V'ikir yeshivas adam hu b'mokam ha'or. A person's supposed to be in the place of light. Ziv teres Hashem, in a keren of oira, not in a keren of chasheicha. So that's why I called it keren oira. So that's the pshat in Rav Alexandri's tefillah. And he signs it in the year, Boy Yaga Ziv Keren Oira. You add that up, in it will shine will lighten up the shine of Karen Ira, and that you added up it's Tafrei Shud Aleph when he wrote the Sakdama the year before he was Nifter. Zvachim and Me'ila were printed a few years later in Tafrei Shud Zayin. In the beginning of Zvachim, he has a psicha, like 2 pages long there, in the old print at least. And he says, four things as akdama. Number one, the din of Shalei Lishma by Kodshim, of changing Shinui Kaida, changing having a machshava to a different type of karban. Number two, Shinui Bailim, if you do it for a different owner. Chatas and Pesach, there is a psul of Shalei Lishma. And the fourth thing is there any difference in Karban Pesach and Chatas, if there's a chilek in them, in the din of Shalei Lishma? Nazir was put out in Tavrei Shchavtes, so it's already 12 years, I'm sorry, that's 12 years after Tavrei Shud Zayin, but it's 17 years after he was Nifter, Nadarim and Saita also in those years, and Bracha Shabbos, Erev, and Tainis, and Maikotin were in Tavrei Shmem Dalet, and Menachis, and Elchashrefis, and Hedjin also in Tavrei Shmem Dalet. Now, his sons write that their mother, Shena Esther, Katsa Ragla Le Siknusa Lave Bivilna, when she was older, she went by foot, so to speak, and she went traveled to Vilna, Biglal Hatfasa, in order to be involved in the printing. V'chol Asher Lo, anything she had, Herimu Truma Lahatvis Asvarim, she donated to print the Svarim. Gam B'chol Michtav, and any letter to us, Tamit Tazker V'Tekichiach, Utamit Tisanu, she would mention to us, she would give us Musar, she would strengthen us. Lamar Lahatvisam Lar, to hurry up and to print the Svarim. Not only do they thank their mother, they thank Baste Deinu, their cousin, the daughter of their uncle Hagoyin Reb Yaakov, the Karanira's the Mishkas Yaakov's daughter, Hagvira Hamufura Mufursama Maras Fagel, Eshes Harav Agalda, Marina of Zisel Rappaport, Ubnaisel, her and her daughters, they must have been very rich. Yizachel Etayv Kigam Heino Elamishan Ayiz Lahakim Ritzayin Avinazal, they also were ones we could rely on to fulfill the Ratzon of our father to print his farm. Now, it doesn't seem he was so well known, because he wasn't a big Rav. He wasn't a Rav at all to the last few 7 years of his life. And in the Sharblat of Karen Ira, the way they write about him, they write, Harav HaGoyin, Charuf Ubaki, Sinai Ba'ekaharim, Tiferes Yisrael, Merin Rav Yitzhak Abbez and Karlin, Achi HaGoyin HaChosid HaMefursa, Merin Rav Yaakov and Karlin. Mishkas Yaakov, his brother, was very, very famous. So when they printed his Svarim, they wrote in the Sharblat that he's the brother of the famous Mishkas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov and Karlin. Now, as we said before, there was a matzeva, mishutav, one matzeva, on both him and his brother's kfarim. I saw that it was a grandson of Reb Yitzchak, of the Karanai, Reb Leiv Minkowski, put this up. So I don't know when he put it up. Was it put up like right away when the Karanai was nifter and he was buried next to his brother? Was it put up later? I'm not 100% clear on it. In the old Karen Iras and after the Hakdama, you can see over here a little bit, after the Hakdama, the Num Harabonim, Avram, Yaakov Baruch, Moshe Shalom, Dov Yehud, Bnei Hagoyin Mechaber, everything from the Hakdama that we just mentioned, on the bottom there it says, there's the inscription of the Matzeves, Oven Al Moish Shnei Bnei Aaron. Again, their father's name was Aaron. And on the bottom there's a little footnote here that, like I said, it was Benedava Sa'avrech Hagvir Soicher Nichbar Reb Leiv Minkowski, Mitoishve Poilin, Balaksat, that's where he's from. He's a Neched of Reb Yitzchak. Edus HaMatzeva Azois, he was the one, Laharim Evan Ezikarna Kivra Goinim Eila, Laman Yela Masker Soilavon of Akrav. Sounds like it was like a later time they put up this Matzeva so that everyone should recognize this as children and grandchildren, they should recognize the Kvarim. And what they wrote on it was, I won't read the whole thing, but parts of it, like I said, Matzeves Oven Al Moish Shnei Bnei Aaron, Mate Aaron Heitzit Sitzu Parach, the staff of Aaron gave forth flowers, Vahi Badas Yisrael Lenesu Pela, Uchvoid Hashem Al Beis Aaron Zorach, Lechovid Hashem Shain the Beis Aaron, Vahi Lemoifish Shnei Bonavela, his two sons, Goin Yaakov Yitzchak Mechunim Mishmam, they're called Yaakov and Yitzchak, by Yerimu Neis V'Terem Yam HaTeira, and they put up a mast in the Yam HaTeira with their Svarim, B'Chibureim HaYikarim, Noidu Ba'amam, they're known by their Svarim, Kilois HaMishkenes Yaakov and Karen Aira. And then it says, they were Ha, Arzei, Kel, Kedoshim Ba'aretz, Haigei b'teres Hashem yoyim kalel. They were toiled in Torah day and night. Mi yoyir v'am, who's going to paskin? Mi yigdor peretz, mi b'toshi asachayel. Arozim ramim yachad poi hardu. These two cedar, I'm sorry, I'm not going to read, I'm reading the whole thing. In my notes, I only brought excerpts of it, but I figured I'll read the whole thing here. Arozim ramim yachad poi hardu. These two big cedar trees were lowered down over here in these kvarim. Nimim b'chayeyem uvemoisim lenifradu. And they're buried right next to each other. Again, I'm assuming it's in Karlin. I didn't see Mefurish that was in Karlin, but I assume it's in Karlin. So that's the Karen Ira, which is a staple in the Olam HaYeshivas, of course. And they recently, but I found that Yitzhar Chachma, last number of years, someone in Eretz Yisrael put out a sefer called Oyel Simcha, Karen Ar HaTaira. He put it up for a chassan of his, and of a child or something. And he says, do what you want, please. You could print it and things like that. But basically what he did is, he went through all of this form of the Karen Ira, and any time there's a Dover, Musar, or Agada, he took it out and he wrote it there. I stuff from the Mishkas Yankov there as well. It's very nice because it's hard to find. He says, when you go through the Karen Ira, you see, when he gives Musar and Agada, sometimes it's sharp at things, it's chosh at things, and it gets, so to speak, Karen Ira is not an easy sefer, and it's a long sefer, and it's not on the regular... yeshiva shemasechta, so to speak, some of them is, but, to put the milaket, all the divrei agada in one place, it's very, very nice sefer they put out. This is Reb Yitzchak Minkovsky, the Karen Ira, like we said, he was Nifter Tes Cheshvan, 1851, Tafrei Shud Beis, Schusa Yogin Aleinu Valko Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.